You're such an asshole.
All right, we have a request that has larger, much larger ramifications for every young person out there who's willing to listen. Anonymous writes, hey, Aaron, returning client here. You advised me not to become a teacher in a prior video and to continue driving truck. I'm at a point where I'm sick and tired of this industry being about 5 years in and desperately want out. Simply put, working 12 to 13 hour days, 6 days a week is taking a toll on my health and happiness. I first started dabbling with learning code online about 4 years ago, but never stuck to it. My biggest eye-opener and motivator was seeing how a friend of mine works. We make the same money, about $110,000, yet he works 20 hours a week remotely from anywhere he wants, and I slave away 70 hours in some truck on a highway. The purpose of this video is to advise me on how to go about switching careers. I don't have a degree as I dropped out of you dropped out of business school? That's the smartest thing you ever did. That is brilliant. Outstanding. I know you, everyone looks up. Everyone looks like, oh, geez, look at that. I wish I could do that. Or I aspire to get there someday. You never look behind you and see how many people you're totally blowing out of the water. Guarantee you, you're blowing everyone from that school, that business school, out of the water driving a truck. Like, man, look at him. He dropped out of college, doesn't have debt, and he makes six figs. I don't make six figs, but I lie and tell people I do. As I knew damn well, I didn't want to end up in finance, but I am set on programming boot camp. I would continue to work hard until the new year and then commit to a reputable boot camp. I've also been somewhat self-taught for a bit and will continue to learn on Code Academy until the boot camp. My main concern is whether I should also take a couple theory-based courses from university this fall semester. I like to think I'm getting some benefit long-term, but seeing how hard it is to earn my money, I'm not sure I want to fork over an additional $2,000 to $3,000 university courses when it might be overkill. All right. This is a great question, okay? Knowledge today because of the internet is free. The only reason you go to college is for progressive credentialism, is to get a credential. And that is, I wouldn't say rapidly, but not slowly, becoming the case where you don't need to go to college to get a degree. Not to mention college has become so absurdly expensive and 90% of the degrees they confer, not programs they offer, confer, are completely worthless, right? So there's no reason for that. Like 90% of you going to college, you should just stop. Take your money, throw it in the S&P 500. You'll be way better off, okay? Because you're not going to do anything different than what you wouldn't have. Because, like, let's be honest, how many millennial and Gen Z college-educated kids are collecting STEMI checks? They're like, I'm not going to become a waiter. I'm not going to become a barista. That's beneath me. I have a master's degree in political science. All right? So unless it is engineering, accounting, med school, something where a college degree is absolutely necessary, there is absolutely no reason to pay some overpaid, bureaucratic, parasitic fuckwit, be it the professors or the staff or the administration, $300 a credit to get knowledge. If you guys, the future rich people, maybe not rich, but financially well off, the not crippled people, are going to be autodidactics, meaning people who teach themselves. And you could go online and learn for free. You can go to the library and learn for free. That was what the internet was called before the internet came along there, kids. We had this thing called the library. It was always staffed by old, fat, unmarried women with glasses, and they were Marxists. If you can, and you're going into the computer field, so that is credential-based, skills-based. Does it help to have a degree? Sure. Would I go to a university to get theory down? No, I go to tech school. I go to nighttime tech school to avoid the Marxist SJWs and all that other. I go to a school, you're going to a a coding camp, but I would not give a university a cent for knowledge that can be attained for free on the internet. Like, you guys want a finance degree for $25? Go get my book, Bachelor Pad Economics. You guys want to figure out what to not major in for $12.95? Go get my book, Worthless, link down below. You guys want to go get credentialed in computer program, computer science, networking, security, whatever. Go study your ass off with books and online tutorials, and then take your test. And I think your test, depending on how many tests you got to take, for about $3,000-$4,000, you'll be certified, credentialed. You can start applying for jobs. Oh, and by the way, that's like 95% savings over a four-year degree. There is no reason. You want to learn how to, well, I'm trying to think, what is it? You want to learn to be a mechanic? YouTube, free. You want to learn, trying to think, whatever. I mean, you can learn anything you want for free, but especially a theoretical class, absolutely. There's got to be something on Khan's Academy, Coursera, edX. There has to be something, because now, here's another, I'll grant you this. This is 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I did enjoy joining a night school at the tech college. Because one, it was cheap. Two, it was at night. And three, the kids that were, and I also had a bachelor's degree, so I didn't have to take more suck black vagina dick studies. I didn't have to like, you fucking suck studies. I didn't have to say, woe is everybody but you study. I didn't have to deal with the political bullshit. And I went in, it was kind of neat. You know, it was like, it was camaraderie. I won't lie, it was social. Because everyone was a nerd. And he, you know, there was the guy who worked at Best Buy, and he had his computer stuff. It was like always interrupting class to display his knowledge. You could pick on him. Friendly. There was the sharpest person in the class was this Indian gal, not East Indian, American Indian. And she was a class act. I always kind of hope she did well. And you could throw him across the plate. She hit him back. You know, she was a good gal. And just, you know, regular, and the teachers were good. They enjoyed our company. So I could see if you wanted to do it socially because you're a non-traditional student. Fly here. But otherwise, no, it's not worth your time. And that was 10 years ago. I don't know. What are 20-something kids like now? What are the teenage kids like now? Is every class going to have some kind of SJW, Marxist bullshit, race, gender flavor or spin to it? It's like, hey, bits and bytes are the same. So you want to save money? Okay, don't go. Get it online at the internet. But generally speaking, for financial purposes alone, if you're just going to get knowledge, don't go to college. That's the worst place to go. It's like taking your car to a dealer to get it fixed. Fix it yourself. Go to Moe's Auto Shop down the road. And then the other thing, just to avoid the truly toxic, dictatorial, tyrannical, unacceptable mental, psychological, social, political environment of a university or college, I won't even bother with that. Wouldn't even bother with it because not worth it. All right. There we go. Any super chats? Atham again, Mexican cactus poops. What's with the cactus? And why can I see it now? Before I just said super sticker. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.